The United States announced Friday it would terminate the legal status of hundreds of thousands of immigrants, giving them until April 24 to leave the country. The move affects around 532,000 Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans who entered under a program launched by President Joe Biden in October 2022 and expanded in January 2023. The immigrants will lose their legal protection 30 days after the Department of Homeland Security publishes the order in the Federal Register, which is scheduled for Tuesday. Those affected must depart the U.S. unless they secure another immigration status. Welcome, U.S., an organization supporting refugees, urged impacted individuals to consult an immigration lawyer immediately. The program, designed to allow up to 30,000 migrants per month from these four nations, was intended as a temporary, safe and humane alternative to the crowded U.S.-Mexico border. However, the Department of Homeland Security emphasized that the program was not a pathway to permanent immigration. The move comes as President Donald Trump has vowed to carry out the largest deportation campaign in U.S. history, focusing on limiting immigration, particularly from Latin America.